Canada Immigration News Podcast 96. Imagine moving across the world for a job, only to arrive and realize the actual salary won't even cover your rent. Or, like, the hours are completely unpredictable.
Yeah, for years, that was a very real risk for a lot of people.
Right. But in today's deep dive, we are looking at how Canadian systems are undergoing this massive shift. The underlying theme across all the recent updates we're looking at is, well, a transfer of risk, moving the burden away from you, the newcomer, and placing strict accountability squarely on employers and the government itself.
And we are seeing this structural shift start right at the provincial level. Just look at what Alberta implemented as of February 25, 2026.
Oh, right. The expression of interest update.
Exactly. Their expression of interest system now requires mandatory hard-coded details about exact wages and working hours for any job offer.
Okay, let's unpack this, because it essentially acts as a strict quality control checkpoint.
Yeah, right? It really does. If an employer leaves those fields blank, your profile is immediately rejected by the system.
Wow. So if the employer doesn't put their cards on the table up front, the application is just dead on arrival.
Right. It closes the loophole on that classic bait and switch.
Yeah.
Previously, vague offers allowed some employers to promise full-time stability, but, you know, deliver exploitative part-time hours once the worker actually relocated.
Which is just devastating when you've moved your whole life.
Completely. By forcing employers to legally commit to these metrics in the provincial portal, Alberta is guaranteeing that these pathways actually lead to livable wages. It actively shields you from unstable environments before you even pack your bags.
That is huge. And this push for structural security isn't just happening in the provinces. The federal government is playing a similar long game with specific skills.
Yes, the latest express entry draw.
Right, draw number 408. They just invited 3,000 trade workers. So we are talking electricians, plumbers, carpenters, and they had a competitive CRS score of 477.
And a score of 477 is highly notable here. I mean, it shows the government is deliberately lowering the barrier to entry for physical trades compared to the hyper-competitive white-collar tech streams we usually see dominating these draws.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Bringing in 3,000 plumbers and carpenters right now, it almost feels like a panic move to fix Canada's current very public housing shortage.
It does look like that on the surface.
Right. So if the housing market cools off in a few years, aren't these newcomers going to be left completely stranded without work? Like, are we just desperately plugging immediate holes?
Well, it looks reactionary, sure, but infrastructure is a multi-decade cycle. I mean, Canada isn't just framing houses. The country is currently overhauling its entire green energy grid.
Oh, right. And the massive public transit expansions, too.
Exactly. The government is offering a fast-track pathway to permanent residency because these specific physical skills form the permanent economic bedrock of the country. You aren't being brought in for a temporary gig. You're being invited to build a long-term career.
Which makes a lot of sense. And the national labor market data actually backs up that shift from, you know, temporary panic to long-term stability.
Yeah, the late 2025 data is really telling.
It is. Job vacancies across Canada stabilized at 495,100. And despite that cooling off, average wages actually rose by 3.4%.
Which is a big deal.
It's like an airplane finally settling into a smooth cruising altitude after a highly turbulent takeoff. Or a company transitioning from startup chaos, where everyone is doing five different jobs, to a mature corporate phase where roles are secure.
That's a great analogy. During the acute labor shortage of the past few years, employers were throwing all their capital at frantic recruitment just to get bodies in the door.
So it's desperate for anyone to work.
Right. But now that vacancies have steadied at around 495,000, the market has balanced out. Employers are shifting their budgets from desperate hiring to employee retention.
So they have to pay more to keep people happy.
They literally have to raise base pay, hence that 3.4% increase, to keep the talent they currently have. For you, this means a job hunt where employers are strategically planning for your long-term growth, rather than just plugging an immediate hole in their schedule.
That is so much less chaotic for someone looking for work. But holding employers accountable is fantastic. It seems the government is finally forcing its own administrative services to become more accountable, too.
Oh, the passport processing update. This is a big one.
Yeah, Canada just launched a strict 30-day processing guarantee for passports. If you submit a complete application and it takes longer than 30 business days, you get an automatic full refund of your fees.
Yep, a full refund.
So what does this all mean for someone's daily life? I mean, how does a refund actually fix a bureaucratic backlog?
Well, it introduces financial skin in the game for the bureaucracy. A delayed passport isn't just a minor annoyance for you.
Definitely not. It can completely ruin plans.
Right. It means lost income, missed international work commitments, or canceled family visits. By attaching a mandatory monetary penalty to their own delays, the government is guaranteeing they will prioritize efficiency.
Because it hurts their own bottom line now.
Exactly. They are choosing to literally pay for their own administrative mistakes. So you don't have to carry that financial risk.
That provides massive peace of mind. It really leaves you wondering if we are finally entering a new era where the Canadian immigration machine views you as a permanent valued stakeholder rather than just a quick economic fix.
It definitely feels like a permanent shift away from that old volume-based approach.
Yeah, a shift towards strictly prioritizing job quality, life stability, and true government accountability. Definitely something to ponder as you map out your own future here. Subscribe us for more updates from Canada Immigration News.
Thank you for listening to Canada Immigration News Podcast.